Erevin Perek Yud Mishnah Zion. What happens when you have two Rishus Hayachids that are near each other? So you can have this, imagine when you have a bore, a pit, Rishus Harapim, V'chul Yaso, and the lip of the pit is Gavoa Asar Tvachim. So the perimeter of the pit, and you can also include the interior of the pit, together make a 10 Tvachim Mechitza. So inside the pit, that's Arisha Sayachid. Chalon, if you have a window right over it, Shalgabov, Mimal and Himenu B'Shabbos, you can throw a bucket down into the Rishus Sayachid that's below and pull it up into the window into Rishus Sayachid that's above. Ashpa, similarly, if you have a garbage heap, Rishus Rabban Gavoasar Tachim, that's 10 Tvachim tall, you don't have to worry, maybe it's going to be taken away, and therefore Chalon, Shalgabov, if you have a window on top of it, Shov Chilosochim, Ayim B'Shabbos, you can spill water or other refuse in it on Shabbos. New case, let's say you have an Elon. A tree. Can a tree create a mechitza? Well, ilan shu mezach alaretz. If you have a tree, imagine a giant willow tree, and it has branches that sag way down to the ground. Inside of that canopy, is that a rishus hayachid? If it's im eino v'gavol min ha'aretz shlosh tvachim, if the branches reach within three tvachim for the ground, then we say lavod, we say this halach l'moshe misina, that connects it and makes it as if it is connected to the ground. Then metaltlan tachtav, you can handle things within that canopy because it's considered to be Rishus Hayachid. Now, we also have the Gemara adds caveats that you have to tie down the trees, that it shouldn't blow away, that it shouldn't move in the wind, but as a matter of principle, it is a mechitza. What if you have Sharasha? Let's say you have roots, or as we say in Chicago, roots, that are gevoim in aretz shlosha tvachim, that are three tvachim high from the ground, then they can't be called aras michta. They're not just ground, they're roots, they're trees. They are halachically considered to be part of the tree, and you're not allowed to sit on them. Lo yishev alim, you can't sit on them because you're not allowed to be mishtamish, you're not allowed to use a tree. You're not allowed to hang on a tree as a gezer midrabanan. Last case in the Mishnah is where you have a delos shebamukta. You have a door, which is a place in the mukta, meaning the area that was designated just for occasional storage. It's not really for ongoing usage. So you have a door that's usually meant to keep it set up, protected, or chadokim shibapirza, or you have, let's say, a pile of thorns that were covering the opening, umachtzalos and reed mats. All of these things, ain noel in behen, you can't use them to close the opening, el im kein gavol min ha'aretz, unless they are lifted up, they are high from the ground. Why? Because since they're not actually a part of the enclosure, it looks like bona, and therefore it's an issur drabanan. And this is going to be one of a sequence of issurim drabanan, which is going to end the masechta. And these issurim drabanan, some of them are going to be mutar in the mikdash. Right now, we're just talking about in the gevulin. Outside, in general, we have a special rule that unless these things are tied down to the wall, since they are easily movable, it looks like binyan when you use them to close up the area, and therefore you're not allowed to close the area with them, midrabanan.